And I would like to invite African Union youth representatives. We have together here with us Fatime Sokar Jibrine and also Birhanu Teferra, who work for the African Union. And as youth ambassadors, they work. And we would like to know what is their important role as youth ambassadors.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Birhanu Teferra. I'm an Ethiopian. I work with the African Union Human Resource and Science and Technology Department in the Youth Division. I work as an African Youth Volunteer for the African Union. Basically, my responsibilities with the implementation of the Decade Plan of Action for implementation of the African Youth Charter. In 2006, the head of states of Africa accepted the African Youth Charter, which I brought some copies so that you have some ideas. I'll leave it here for distribution. Okay, basically, the African Youth Charter is composed of different components which highly focuses on youth development, empowerment, and youth education. So I will start with the briefing of the Article 13, which is education and skill development for African youth. As one part of the UN Declaration for the Right of Development, the development of African youth and right for education is stated in the article. So in the detailed implementation of the African Youth Charter, we try to focus and we try to assess the challenges that the African youth are facing. This includes different formats, but I want to brief you just basically what this article is all about. The article states about the values of multiple forms of education, including the formal, informal, and non-formal education, as a basis of lifelong learning for the young people in Africa. Because of time, I'll try to rush into in detail, and I'll post this online so that you can access it, okay? Have a promotion of holistic development for young people in Africa, and we want to prepare young people for responsible life in a free society in Africa and in the whole world. So we are planning to use the African Youth Charter as a tool for policymakers to accept this charter, which is actually approved by the African Union Commission. So 28 countries in Africa have already signed and ratified the document to be domesticated and be used by the lawmakers to support the African youth in different activities. I have a list of detailed activities which are already here, including like in supporting the young people in education, to minimize school dropouts and to have a quality education for all African youth. When we define African youth in our charter, it goes from the age of 18 to 34, unlike the United Nations definition. So here we have the lists of different activities that we want to advocate through the charter, including creating different accesses for young people in education, after also the post-MDG or post-2015, because the basic education criteria has been pushed until 2015. Then after, what's going to happen? So we need to have a roadmap to develop a higher education and tertiary education for the young people in Africa so that they will be the driving force for the post-2015 activities. So with putting this in mind, the Youth Division of the African Union is focusing and working on the professionalizing the field of youth development in Africa, and we are pushing this agenda to be accepted with different partners and different directorates and departments in the Union and within the member states. This will be like to use the youth development as a field of study in different universities, in different academic institutes, and so that this professional who go out from this field of study will be again the driving force for the implementation of the Charter and youth rights in Africa. I'll just jump quickly on the specific intervention areas that we are going to get involved because this is more important for us. In the short term, we want to have a policy advisory program and technical capacity building programs at continental and regional levels within the Africa. And we also want to have training of leaders and resource persons within the regions and at national level, also with different modeling tools. Basically, we want to stress on research methodologies and research models. We want also to have a development of faculties and teaching materials. We have in mind a development of a knowledge base for the African youth in education and training fields. So we want to push this agenda. And also we want to advocate at regional level the award of various categories of certification with different partners and international universities to empower young people within Africa. I just want to say a brief introduction about the Decade Plan of Action, which is actually developed as a tool for monitoring the implementation of the African Youth Charter by the member states. So the main objective is, as I said earlier, it's going to be used as a roadmap and a monitoring and evaluation tool. But also we want to mainstream and operationalize the implementation of the Charter by different partners to support the development goals of the member states. And we also want to put a standard as a benchmark for all operations within the continent. The expected outcome of the Decade Plan of Action by 2018 is as an implementing or a demand-driven educational program for Africa so that we can, in the long run, decrease unemployment issues in the entire continent. We have a list of strategic and focus areas in the Decade Plan of Action. Mainly, it's used as a source of funding and implementation criteria in the meaningful youth participation. Nowadays, we are seeing that the young people are being part of this, young people are being part of it, but their participation is not yet meaningful. They are not yet in decision-making process. So we want to create this meaningful youth participation through our advocacy programs and empowering young people throughout Africa. And also we want to focus on educational planning and monitoring tools. We are having a continuous technical working group meetings through African Union where we collect the actual implementation strategies of different member states through our statistical database that we develop in the youth division so that we'll see and we'll monitor what's happening in every year by the policymakers and member states. And we also want to focus in employment, health and entrepreneurship as parts of the priority areas in the Decade Plan of Action. Our delivery of results and partnership model is like in the continental level, the African Union Commission and the Human Resource Department is focusing in education strategy. My colleague from the African Union, Ms. Alice Lamte, will discuss more about it about through the Pan-African University and how we are trying to model the integration of higher education and bringing quality from top to the bottom to national levels. Through the division, we are implementing a program which is called a TVET Revitalization Program, which is a skill development policy in post-conflict countries and other countries where we are working closely with member states. And we also have an African Youth Volunteer Course Program, which me and my colleague Fatima are member of it. What we do is we take undergraduate students with 1 year professional experience. We give them a pre-deployment training and then we send them to African countries to give a one-year service for different member states in the different priority sector areas. So we are trying to build up this program into a bigger level, but this time we are giving at least two trainings per year for an average of 150 volunteers, and we deploy them to different countries. At regional level, we are organizing through the regional economic communities. We are organizing training of trainers for different young people in Africa. And at national level, we'll send these volunteers and trained teachers to support the education program. So in the long run, we are planning to offer fellowships for these volunteers and training of trainers through the commission and through partners, and offer also short-term courses to support the division and the individuals who are involved in this program. We usually have different conferences like this to support the program and to get inputs from different partners. Thank you very much. I will leave the floor for my colleague.
Good afternoon. My name is Fatima Dibrin. I'm from Chad, and I'm a youth volunteer representing Africa Union region in promoting Africa. The objective of this presentation is to discuss about education policy for empowering women and how it should be supported by the Commission. As you see here, the enhancement of women education. We need sufficient investment, need gender equality, improve women well-being. As a result, it's create family society well-being, create a better position within the community, improve economic, society, social and political status of women, add value society. Create a better position with the community and improve economic, social and political status. Taking the importance of women access to higher education. Quality education provides girls and women with an understanding of basic health, nutrition and family planning, giving them choice and the power to decide over their own living and body. Women's education leads directly to better productivity, health, improved family health, economic growth for the family and for the society, as well as a lower rate for children. It's also keep a key in the fight against the spread of HIV and AIDS. What we do as a youth, as youth in Africa, the new Africa is building of an open and transparent dialogue with the partnership at the global level to promote quality education across the continent. The AU Commission will take steps to involve everyone wishing to make an input to Africa education development through implementation of the program of Africa Union. Their engagement in the labor market could be enhanced through building market skin, facilitating the labor force, entry processing and evaluation, gender constraint and experience. We're talking about the importance of women access to higher education. It is a fundamental right. It is contribute to development because women are the backbone of the family and society and communities. The factor determine the under-education of girls in Africa, institutional and political factors. Policies makers ignoring the issue of girl and woman education. School-related factors. These include gender, stereotyping, lack of gender education within campus, school, teachers, and other related issues. Socioeconomic factors include high cost of higher education and imbalanced responsibility of African women in society. Sociocultural factors. Pressure by society on women, including early marriage, pregnancy that results to low ambition of higher education. from cause to effect. The individual, at the individual level, the lack of education dismisses opportunity for youth girls, for young girls to improve their living standard and take care of their health and to find a stable and well-paying job. The family, the under-education of women and girls has destroyed consequences of the for the family, and an educated woman is often not aware of the basic rule of hygiene, health and nutrition. The community, an educated woman with her baggage of prejudice and other stereotypes based against women and girl cannot participate in community life. She tends to keep away and leave men to take various decisions affecting the community. Institution and political. At the institutional and political level, female under education account for the continuing low representing of education women in high level of public administration and government. Decision making, however, contrary to what some conservative circle think and fear, educating women and girls has advantage not only for close family members, but also for the society as a whole. The girl as an individual. Education leading to great self-esteem and self-confidence and open up new horizon for Africa, enabling them to discover their own potential to develop themselves fully and increase their resilience to gender discrimination. We talk about family and communities and societies and the nation because we don't have enough time. They give us only 10, 20 minutes. So we talk about different related issues that we will post it on the website that you can see it. From idea to concrete action, the mobilization of society for girls to be sent to school and for the third way initiative involve the media and the business world in order to promote the education of girls, particularly those in difficult circumstances, such as domestic servants, the association community in education. We talk also about official support and recognition, providing low-cost free education legislative. In conclusion, that ensuring that the community has a correct understanding of the purpose of this activity, for example, that dry ration are not distributed for the general well-being, but to enable the girl to go to school. The issue of participatory method, which is recommended in any education project, is even more important when it comes to the education of girls, precisely because of the socio-cultural factor mentioned before. The advantage of this approach is that it allows the community to determine this factor itself, to find a remediate and fully identify with the program. It's time to move for female education.
I'm going to read the charter and the educate plan of action. If you need the online copies, you can go always to our website, africayouth.org. But the printouts, I'll leave it here with Madam so that she will distribute it for anybody who is in need. If you have any issues and more clarification, you can always come to us and we can have a group discussion about our programs on and how we can collaborate, especially with those students who are here from Africa. This is a time to join us in the effort to change different things in Africa. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much, Fatime and Berhanu, Amasegnalu. And what I would like to ask our participants is to be patient. I know there are two important things that we still wanted to listen to this morning, but I think it's time to break for lunch. And I would like you also to be aware that, like our African youth ambassadors, they also will be with us in the theme groups today. So starting 4:30, hopefully, today. So we have the theme groups in the afternoon, and you can then go forward and ask more questions, if you like, in the theme group. And for the lunch, those who have